Today is Good Shepherd Sunday, also Mother's Day, so I wish all of you mothers a happy Mother's Day. So the epistle for the second Sunday after Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judgeth him unjustly. Who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 10. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf cometh and leaveth the sheep and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep, and the hireling flieth because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Please be seated. May Our Lady present us before Jesus as her beloved children, and may she also prepare us that we may make a pleasing impression on him. Hence, may she arrange not only our clothing, but also may she adorn our souls with virtue. May she make us sharers of her merits and help us truly to love her divine Son, who will receive us kindly to please his mother. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Granted, a long quote for you to remember. We'll go through the quote itself, but a very fitting quote, I think. As I mentioned, today is Mother's Day, but it is the joyful occasion of our first Holy Communicants. The chance for them to receive their God for the very first time. So it is a joyful occasion for us all, but I think also specifically for you mothers, all that you have done for your children to bring them to this day. Not that fathers haven't done enough too, but there is that special bond between mothers because they carry the children for 9 months. They bring the children into the world. And so it is also very special, I think, to try to have this as a true Mother's Day gift, as something to offer to you mothers. That all the work that you do does not go unnoticed. And so even though when we look at this quote, it came from St. Maximian Kolbe. St. Maximian Kolbe, who is devoted to the Blessed Virgin Mary, to the Immaculata. His devotion that he had to Our Lady started at a very early age, receiving a vision from Our Lady where she offered to him. She offered to him a red crown and a white crown, martyrdom or purity, and asked him which one he wanted. And St. Maximilian Kolbe looked at her and said, I want them both. And so he wanted martyrdom. He wanted to give his life for our Lord. We can see at the end of his life that he truly did. But also that purity that he offers to Almighty God through the hands of Our Lady, the Mother of Purity. And that is something that we pray for our children to always keep. This purity and this innocence that they bring to the communion rail today. Signified, obviously, by the white, this unsullied color. Not only did St. Maximilian Kolbe have a great devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, which was a protection throughout his life, and he went to her, but he also had a great love for the Blessed Sacrament, a true devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. And that is something that our children have prepared themselves for. this great occasion of their lives. An occasion that should mark their souls forever. And it should be something that is celebrated every year as an anniversary. It should be something that they remember every year. To mark down such a special occasion in their life, where they receive God for the very first time. This will never be duplicated in their lives. And yet, as we grow older, we receive Holy Communion several times. And so the wish is that they keep the same innocence, the same purity, the same zeal that they have today. If they are able to keep that, they will be truly saints. They will be angels. Maybe they look like angels today. Maybe your families are laughing, thinking, if Father only knew. Well, most of them I do know, so. Okay, they look like angels. But it is something that receiving our Lord for the first time into their soul, of how pleasing that is to Almighty God. That's why I mentioned to you last year that many of the spiritual authors have said that what the children ask for on this day, God will grant. And it's because of the purity and the innocence that they bring to the communion rail, that those intentions that they offer to Almighty God, God will grant to them. So that's why I always encourage them to pray for their priest, Father McDonald, just in case. You can pray for Father Goshen, Father Boyle, but always remember the one who gave you Holy Communion. I told Father Goshen he can wait until after I'm done if he wants to help with Holy Communion, after I give to the first communicants. Selfishly, I said that, but I am their pastor. The good shepherd. So from that, obviously pray for your families. Pray for your parents for bringing you this opportunity. For giving you this chance to receive our Lord. And pray for your teachers who have spent many hours, much time in trying to prepare you for this. But do pray for your families. And I told them yesterday, I said, one of the best things you can pray for is pray to become a saint. Pray now to become a saint. Trust me, it gets harder as you get older. It becomes harder. And the devil knows that. But with our little children, they have this ability to go to God. And it's also interesting to see in the quote that I read to you from St. Maximilian Kolbe, he was actually speaking to seminarians, which is so interesting. So that quote was directed toward those that were studying for the priesthood, and he says to them, pray. Pray that Our Lady presents you to her Son so that you will be pleasing to God. And so you see how interesting that is. You see how St. Maximilian Kolbe saw that Our Lady would have that ability to present these children, whether they're seminarians, whether they're little children, that she would have that ability to present them to her Son, and he will receive them kindly in order to please his mother. And what a lesson on Mother's Day today, that we have this saint telling us that God, our Lord Jesus Christ, would want to do this in order to please his mother. And so, as I say, what a lesson for all of us to want to do the same thing, to please our mothers, but also to please our mother in heaven, because she truly is our mother. And so, when St. Maximilian Kolbe mentions to these seminarians, or as I say, to our children, you know, pray that Our Lady presents you, and then she also prepares you, that she would take the time to prepare your souls to present to Almighty God. And how interesting it is, as St. Maximum Kolbe would say, not only, arranging your clothes, but then also adorning your souls with virtue. And so that's, yes, the external a lot of times will mirror the internal, hopefully. Meaning that we look so pretty and nice on the outside, that it mirrors what is on the inside of what your souls show to Almighty God. And so that is a lesson for all of us, that we have to make sure that what counts is on the inside. I mean, yes, on the outside we should, especially for Mass, of coming to church, to give God our very best. But not that it's just something that is fake, a facade. That is something that is true on the inside. And so our children, in all their innocence and their purity, they come truly to God. They come to Him asking to receive for the very first time. And this is what will mark their lives. This is why we prepare them. This is why we test them. And even to the point that, yes, you go through, hear their first confessions. Little children like this, God willing, haven't done much. And what a great joy that is. And I've said it many times before, and God willing, I'll say it to my dying breath, that this is the consolation for the priest. To prepare these souls and to give them God for the very first time. These are the things that, yes, they console the priest of being able to present these children to God. And having that, it is a great joy for us all, not only for you families, but we share in that. Because we think about then having these 11 souls that are coming to God for the very first time. That as a parish, we witness this together. That as a family, we celebrate this together. And so for you children, to be able to come to receive our Lord, thank God for that. When you come back to your pews after receiving our Lord for the first time, thank Him for coming to you. And as I say, go through praying for your families, your teachers, your priest, the parish, but pray to become saints. Pray to become holy. That is the best thing that you can ask for. And so St. Maximian Kolbe saw very clearly that we need the intercession of Our Lady to do that. In order to be pleasing to her Son, to truly love her Son, we must ask Our Lady for that grace. And that is also why I choose to put First Holy Communion on Mother's Day, because it does honor the mother of us all, our Queen in heaven. Today also being the feast of Our Lady, Mediatrix of all graces, how fitting that Our Lady would win for these children this great grace, that she would be instrumental in this great grace. And so that is the great joy. That is, for all of us, what we celebrate today. And so our Lord would be willing to receive these children. One, to please His mother, but two, because they're pleasing to Him. And we see how our Lord will look after these souls by giving them this chance to receive Him. And so that is the true understanding of the Good Shepherd. That He knows His sheep and they know Him. And that He will look after them. And so that is also why, as priests, we look after our sheep too. We prepare them, we help them, we pray for them. We sacrifice for them in order that they can become saints. And so truly, the purity and the innocence that you bring to the communion rail, that is something that is pleasing to the Blessed Virgin Mary and will be pleasing to her Son. And so truly, when we look at the words of St. Maximilian Kolbe, he asks in that one, we can say, prayer, that basically Our Lady would help you share in all her merits. Share in all that she has to offer to God. And we see throughout sacred scripture, we see how pleasing Our Lady is to Almighty God. And so by her presenting that to her Son, and that is truly why then your request will be granted. And so take advantage of this special moment. Celebrate it well, but celebrate it because you are that much closer to Almighty God. You have God living in your soul. What a great grace. And so as I say, let us pray for our children. Let us pray that they always keep this purity and this innocence. As they grow older and go out into this world that will attack that, let them always live up to that protection that Our Lady will grant to them today through the brown scapular, the wearing of the brown scapular as a protection to them, and that as she presents them to her Son, that our Lord will receive them kindly in order to please his Mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.